I was a bit surprised that Danielle didn't tell the story. A bit disappointing. I did it for scripture on Thursday. But anyway, maybe the props looking different might have been the issue. But okay, let's look at 2 Kings, and it's chapter 4. And it's the first 7 verses in this chapter about this lady. Let's see what God wants us to see and understand and receive from this lady's testimony. It says here, I'm reading from the New Living Version. One day, the widow of a member of the group of prophets came to Elisha and cried out, "My husband who served you is dead, and you know how he feared the Lord. But now a creditor has come threatening to take my 2 sons as slaves. What can I do to help you?" Elisha asked. "Tell me, what do you have in the house?" "Nothing at all, except a flask of olive oil," she replied. And Elisha said, "Borrow as many empty jars as you can from your friends and neighbors. Then go into your house with your sons and shut the door behind you. Pour olive oil from your flask into the jars, setting each one aside when it is filled." So she did as she was told. Her sons kept bringing jars to her, and she filled one after another. Soon, every container was full to the brim. "Bring me another jar," she said to one of her sons. "There aren't any more," he told her. And then the olive oil stopped flowing. When she told the man of God what had happened, he said to her, "Now sell the olive oil and pay your debts, and you and your sons can live on what is left over." Now, that's an amazing story. And I just forgot my notes here. I'll just grab those. Yeah, so she was in an impossible situation. She was desperate. Her husband, who had been a member of a group of prophets, so he was obviously a prophet himself, and he had served Elisha. So she would have known Elisha quite well, I would think, and would have seen the things that Elisha had done because he had faith in God and how he helped others. He probably also brought many strong word, maybe, of correction at different times, because that's what prophets did. They had a message from God and they passed it on to the people. But he had died and left her with her 2 sons and a debt that she could not pay. And the creditor threatened to take her 2 boys as slaves so their work would pay the debt. So what could she do? Or what would you do in that situation? It's a pretty dire situation to be in. Now, her options seemed limited, and it was definitely beyond her to find the money or work enough to get the money and remove the threat of passing this debt that she has onto her sons. So that would be like a generational debt that they would inherit. We read accounts in the Bible of money lenders lending their money and adding a lot of interest, so much interest, in fact, that the debt never gets paid back. And I think that still happens today. You may have heard of stories overseas where there's, particularly in India, where there's the salt mines. Is that right? There's salt mines over there where there's a lot of children. Well, it's actually a whole family who are working there in these salt mines to pay off debt, and it will never be paid unless someone steps in to rescue them and pay what is needed to be paid for them. Yeah, okay. So this desperate woman does the right thing. And she seeks the help of the man of God. The one she knows has a connection with God. And she shares her situation. She even reminds Elisha of her husband's loyalty and service to him. Okay, that could help. And Elisha was possibly, yeah, like his mentor or spiritual father, if you like. Elisha would have been probably this husband, yeah, this lady's husband's spiritual father. So after hearing the lady's story and seeing her need, Elisha would have consulted God. It doesn't actually say that there. It just looks like it's a conversation that happened very quickly. We don't know all the bits and pieces that go on around. We don't hear all the detail. But we hear enough to know that God and Elisha were close. And Elisha could hear from God. So Elisha consults God and for his direction and provision for this family, asking her, what does she have in the house? She replies, nothing, meaning nothing of value. Like, I've got nothing that I can sell. Like, you know, you just think practically, you think, nothing to sell. I haven't got any good furniture. I haven't got any jewelry. She's poor. A very poor lady. And so, Elisha then directs the lady to do something that was simple. You know, go and find some jars, or send your sons out, find some jars. That sounds simple enough. But then to direct her then to, start pouring oil. Because when she said, no, I didn't have anything special, she had the oil. She had the jar of oil, which wouldn't have seemed like much to her. Here's a little picture I used on, I don't know where Danielle is, she's gone, disappeared. Oh, there you are, Danielle. Just like a clay pot is probably all it was. And to her, well, that was something that was valuable to her, but it wouldn't have fixed the problem. But anyway, so Elisha says, well, go and get what you have got, and that's a jug of olive oil. And get all those, round up all those jars that you can, see what you can find, and get as many as you can. So at that point, she could have thought, well, that's a bit ridiculous. But she doesn't say that. She doesn't think that. She acts, and she acts in obedience to the instruction. So she obeys, and she sends out her boys into the neighbourhood to ask for any spare jars, and they keep going out and returning until there is no more jars left to find. Now, she was then instructed to close the door, and I read a couple of commentaries on this, thinking, well, why would she have to do that? Wouldn't you want the world to know what God's going to do? But it was thought that it would be to keep the doubters out, because this was taking faith. To believe that, yeah, what God is instructing, even though it's simple and sounds a bit weird, I'm going to do this, take my jar. In fact, I had the jar in there too, I think. I've got a bottle of olive oil. And this bottle of olive oil is going to fill all these jars. Do we have a picture, Keith, or not? Do we have a picture to show of this oil? Okay, being poured, and there would have been many, many, many jars. So what about the boys when they started to see this happen, the sons? So, okay, the doubters are out. This miracle's for them. And it keeps flowing. The oil keeps flowing and keeps flowing. The original jar remains full. She keeps flowing. Pour, pour, pour. Ah, that jar's full, but this one is too. Oh, my goodness. How do you think you'd feel? You know? Yes. God did it, or he's doing it. And that is so, so good. And there is enough then for her to sell to pay this debt, which could have been quite high. We don't know how much it was, but it was too big for her. Well, there was enough to pay the debt plus for them to live on. Amazing. Now, this story is a picture of God's mercy, God's grace, God's provision, hope that we can have in him. And it's for anyone who calls on his name and seeks to put their faith in him. Now, I don't know what your issues are or if you've got any, but if you do, and how big they might be or how small, God is saying, I'm here for you. Will you trust me? And there could be some things that we need to do as well, that he might instruct us to do. And the Bible is full of different things that people went through and how God supplied their need at that time. And it was just weird, you know, but they obeyed and the miracle came. So it's a partnership. It's a partnership. And his provision, protection on this small family is a picture of the relationship each of us are invited to have with God the Father through Jesus Christ, his Son. And everyone who was born, okay, we're here today because we were born, okay. So everyone who has ever been born actually ends up with a debt that we cannot pay. Because if you've ever done one thing wrong, it only take one, we then have sin in our life, which separates us from God. And that debt we can't pay. Yeah. We can't be good enough to get rid of that sin. So, Jesus comes. He pays the debt for us, just like we were hearing Simon explain about what Jesus did on the cross for each one of us. He paid the price for our debt because we can't do it. He did it for us. It was too big of a debt for us to pay. And he came to earth for that reason, was to pay the debt. And the debt that we had deserved death. That's the only way we could pay it, be through death. But he came and paid that price. He paid that debt for us so that we can live and live in freedom, like Simon was saying, set free from sin, but also set free from the bondages, yeah, that hold us down. So there was this old song, Darren and Devil, remember it? He paid a debt he did not owe. I had a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song. Amazing grace the whole day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. Yeah, you've heard that one, right? Yeah, beautiful song. Yeah, very, very old song, but it's the truth. We also, like that lady, have a debt or had a debt that we could not pay. But Jesus paid the debt for us so we can live with him and for him, serving him, honouring him, living his way. We will still muck it up. We still do the wrong thing. And God knows that. But he says, come to me. Yeah, receive that forgiveness that you need and keep going. I think that's his word to us today. Keep going. Keep trusting in me. And like that lady and those two boys, I am sure that they were a mighty witness for God in their lives. They were set free from that generational curse of debt. You know, that was massive. And I am sure that they would have gone on. We don't even know the lady's name. Seven verses in the Bible and this lady, you know, she's in it. And the word will live on forever, and she's in it because she was obedient and she shut the door. So, what Elisha knew. Anyway. thank you. And I think that, yeah, that to me is... Oh, and the other thing I just finished with is Keith sends out a message each day. Today's is from 1 John 3:16. We know what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us. There's love. Thank you. Okay. Oh, I better pray. How about we pray? We've got a lot to thank God for. Oh, yes. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for what you have done for each one of us. And Lord, that you wait so patiently for us to come to you and to receive that gift of forgiveness that you give. Lord, thank you. Thank you that you are faithful. You were faithful to your Father, that you fulfilled what needed to be done so that we could be saved. Oh, Lord, help us never to take that for granted, but to live closely with you, honouring you, following you, being your witnesses at this time that we are here on earth, so that other people will know that you are the one who sets us free and gives us life and life to the full. Praise be to you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Amen.